Loud. Where did you sleep last night? It's live. It's Diesel here on Molloy.
My girl, don't you lie to me. Tell me, where did you sleep last night? In the pines, where the sun don't ever shine. I shiver the whole night through. My girl, where will you go? I'm going where the cold wind blows. In the pines where the sun don't ever shine. I shiver the whole night through. His head was found in a driving wheel. His body never been found. My girl, don't you lie to me. Tell me, where did you sleep last night? In the pines where the sun don't ever shine. Shiver the whole night through.
Man, wow, what a thrill.
Get in here, Diesel.
Come on, Diesel. There he is. Where did you sleep last night? From the brand new album coming out July 16 called Alone with Blues, a bunch of covers and some originals as well.
Give me one.
Oh, hugging it out in studio is Diesel here on Molloy.
Well,
that was
done,
just
mate.
Fantastic.
I just think you should put in when you do that song. So, really, you know, commit. Thanks. Firstly, thanks for swinging by. And before we get into the album, the genealogy of that song.
Yeah, well, it's traditional, which means no publishing. It's kind of a nameless. There's no actual writing credit on it. So I'm sure if you looked deep into the history of the time it was written, you'd probably find there's some info on who might have written it. But Lead Belly's the version that sort of brought it into the forefront. And then, of course, you know, Kurt did an amazing job on that MTV Unplugged thing.
Unplugged, and that's how I know it. My musical history is not vast. Not my strong suit.
It has like three or four titles, you know. Oh, yeah. Where did you sleep last night? In the Pines. My girl.
So you can release the same song on five times on the album. That'd be a lazy album, wouldn't it?
It'd be, yeah.
Because I've covered Nirvana as well.
You're not
you did the Puddle of Mud version.
So I did a cover of Puddle of Mud's cover of Nirvana's cover.
Yeah, like a facsimile of a facsimile.
Yes, but it's better than the original. Do you mind if I play? Because I trust your judgment. I think you're one of the great soaring musicians, artists in this country, and your imprimatur would sit well with me.
All right, play it.
Just a toast.
I'll take advantage while you hang me out to dry, but I can't see you every night.
I don't know, man.
Mickey.
That's kind of got John Belushi vibes.
Oh, it's got
John Belushi. And reminds me of like John Belushi in was that film where he's
Animal House?
Yeah,
that was me on the cowbell too. By the way, I'm a double threat. Dude. working to be
playing triplets on it.
We played that to Gudinski, right? And yeah. I've never seen him. He couldn't even. It was silence. Yeah, it's the only time I've ever heard silence from the great man.
Really, I'm surprised he didn't just like profanity straight away.
There was some of that.
Oh, there was some of that. Yeah, no, the most dumped man we've ever had on this show, by the way. Yeah. Tell us about the album. Back on tour. We're going to give those dates out in a second, which is great. Are you pumped to be able to ply your craft again?
If someone would have said, "Hey, don't worry. I know it seems bad now, but don't freak out because come, what was it, late April or early May this year, you'll be playing to outdoors with Chris Chaney and Vicar and Linda and Jimmy and the Hootagurus and John Stevens, and it'll be beautiful. There'll be 10,000 people and the sun will be shining. I just would have thought, you know, don't say that to me.
Yeah.
But that's what it's been like for us the last couple of weeks, and it's been incredible. So come back in like that.
We've come a long way. And this, to me, is the signs that we can start to re-enter a normal life. You can go to the footy with 100,000 people, when you can go and see a venue and see your favourite artists perform.
Yeah.
Even the comedy festival recently, just you could see people enjoying that shared experience. Community. Not out of the woods. You've got your vaccination. No, I've got my vaccination.
I do.
It's
great being over 50. You get the poo kit and you get the vaccine. Oh, right.
That's it. Yeah. They send you a poo kit in the mail.
Awesome.
I wait by the mailbox, by the way, for that every day. You should have got yours.
I will say it's a great country.
It's a great country we live in.
That looks up these programs.
And we need to keep it that way. Mm. Go and get your vaccine. You should have got yours on stage by a roadie.
You should have
a roadie run out and just jam you mid-song.
While he's giving me a guitar.
Yeah,
just
exactly.
Like, here's the guitar, jam.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Pick in one hand.
Yeah, exactly.
Tell us a bit about the album.
Well, I think we all needed to find like a little happy place for ourselves last year. I know like some people got into like bread making and whatever.
Found some hobbies.
My hobby was like my studio, which is always, it's been there for quite a while.
Mm.
And I just thought, you know what, I'm going to use this studio more than I ever have in my life. So I literally dusted off things like the double bass that I have and my cello. Just things that, like, I'm always looking at and feeling guilty that I don't get to play them so much because it's like, I'll pack the bag and get out the door again. So I made this blues record, and it is a solitary thing, not because I just don't want to play with anyone else and I just want to be a selfish bugger, but I had no choice.
But it was a blues period too.
Exactly.
It felt like that was,
it was the time. Totally.
It was the time.
Never a better time. And you played all the instruments, every instrument.
I did, but out of necessity because, again, I'd love to get people over, but it was that time where people were weird, you know. It was like, I could come over, but we're not really supposed to, and all that sort of thing.
Do we have some of the single, Dave?
We do indeed. Six Strings is the song that's from the album. It's been out now. It's been released. So this is a new old song, isn't it?
It sure is. I mean, so Ross Wilson came over my little house in Paddington.
That's great, by the way.
Thank you.
That is excellent.
Yeah, I'm going for like a Chicago sort of blues vibe on a lot of it. But he came over and I just moved into my first little dwelling. And let's write a song about like, who are you? You know, like where were you born? Blah, blah, blah. What's your life story? Like a Johnny B. Goode kind of vibe.
Okay, sure.
And I told him, you know, I was born in a trailer park and blah, blah, blah. And he wrote this song.
It was made for the blues.
Really quickly. Just started writing things down. And I was like, man, this guy, I mean, I was sort of a little, I have to say, I was a little bit sort of starstruck by having him in my house.
Sure.
But he's such a inviting and just beautiful, warm person.
Mm. Yeah, great.
But I just, you know, I mean, it's Ross Wilson, you know. But it went into a storage tub, and Ross was moving house during the whole COVID isolation thing and emailed me. And I'm about four or five songs into this record, and I just thought, this is fate. This is
it.
Wow.
Because
I would never have remembered
that. I love hearing that stuff. Yeah. Everyone's got that drawer of forgotten ideas that we should all revisit.
Sometimes it's like, no, I'm shouldn't leave it there, but sometimes there is
Well, I'm all for it, and it's great to see you back out and about doing your thing. You got the dates there, Dave?
Well, the Greatest Hits Alone with the Blues tour begins the 16th of July at the Factory in Marrickville before heading right throughout New South Wales, Penrith, then you go Canberra, Wagga, Tamworth, Dubbo, Byron, Coffs, Griffith, Albury, Gosford, Bathurst and Springwood as well. All the details, dieselmusic.com.au/shows.
Are you match fit? Are you good to go?
Yeah, I had to kind of slam myself back into it. Yeah, but I'm feeling
you're
feeling
good. You're looking great.
I'm feeling good. But yeah, like, man, those COVID kilos. It's just like, man.
I gave up. I just sat there in a nappy. I said no to nothing.
My son was like getting married and I had to go, okay, I need a suit. We got 20 people, like we did the COVID safe thing. And I was like, it's become a joke in my house, but I did like an announcement from the top of the stairs. It's like, you know, called out to my wife, none of my suits are fitting. You know, what's going on? It's like...
Look at me now.
And my son just said, it's okay, Dad, just accept it.
That's it.
Go with it. I love it. Well, you let your pants out for this tour.
Pre-order the new album now, by the way. It's called Alone with Blues. It's out July 16. Diesel right here on Malloy. Well done, Dee.